the hangman?
I imagine so.
Then tell me this, Mr. Holmes. What will happen to my babies now? You tell me that.
I didn't know what to say.
I have one question.
What is it?
The evidence of the other children. Were you sure? Or was it just bluff on your part?
It wasn't a bluff. One of the side effects of progressive arsenic addiction is a natural lethargy and calm, especially in the young. I'd seen the signs when she showed me around the house on my first visit. I just didn't recognize them for what they were until later.
So, all the children are due for the same fate. Dear God.
The doctor thinks they can be slowly weaned off the stuff. They might live. If you can call the world that's waiting for them a life.
Oh, come now, Mr. Holmes. Whatever our experiences may suggest, I like to think that the world is basically a good place. There's still tolerance and warmth and humanity out there. Don't you believe that?
I'd very much like to meet that man.
I'm afraid that's not possible. He died last year.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Why didn't the doctor recognize the symptoms in the other children?
I dare say I was a lot more familiar with the signs of poisoning than he was. Besides, he had no reason to look for them. He saw clean sheets and good care and was grateful for it.
Hmm. So, that was your story about love.
It was. Gutteridge loved his wife, murderer or no. He loved her so much that he was willing to take her guilt on himself and to kill to protect her. And she loved the children. And so she murdered them. You still insist that love is a positive force for good?
Yes, of course I do. You can't argue from the particular to the general like that. It's thinking in straight lines.
Touché, Doctor. A palpable hit.
What a sordid business. Poor Jenny Snell.
The wrong place at the wrong time. She must have walked in on Gutteridge at the very moment he discovered the arsenic.
How can a young girl's life hang on such a slender thread?
Yes, how indeed.
Hey, was Smith right, do you think? Is the world basically a good place?
I believe so. Don't you?
I wish I could, my friend. I wish I could. I think the rain stopped. Yes, it has.
In The Savior of Cripplegate Square, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Collington Smith was played by Tom Baker, Emily Gutteridge by Siobhan Redmond, Tobias Gutteridge by David Holt, and Jenny Snell by Jasmine Hyde. The Doctor was played by Andrew Wincott, and the Landlady by Helen Ayres. The violinists were Leonard Friedman and Bernard Doherty. The Savior of Cripplegate Square was written by Bert Cools from a reference in the novel The Sign of the Four by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.